Going to begin today in Chatham County, where the schools are rolling out a new partnership to help students' well-being, free teletherapy services through a company called Daybreak Health. With more on that, with our top story of the day, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
Daybreak Health is based in San Francisco and was started by Alex Alvarado 4 years ago after his little brother experienced mental health challenges during middle school and high school. After seeing his siblings' troubles culminate in dropping out, Alvarado said he felt motivated to make a difference.
Through that, I really learned the importance of, you know, mental health and not just a child's healthcare and well-being, but also in their ability to access their education, and really felt that Daybreak should dedicate its mission to supporting school districts in providing the best mental health services in an equitable and accessible way to students.
Daybreak Health got started in January 2020, months before the COVID-19 pandemic reached the United States and the mental health crisis deepened. Since then, Alvarado, who is also the company's CEO, said 81% of students who have used its evidence-based teletherapy see symptomatic improvements and improved behavior at both school and home. The service is tailored to fit the student's level of school, with children ages 10 and older able to speak one-on-one with their clinician, and lasts at least 12 weeks for each child. Even before partnering with Chatham County Schools, Daybreak had a footprint in North Carolina through working with the Alamance-Burlington School System and Guilford County Schools. Tracy Fowler, the Executive Director for Student Support at CCS, said the district has partnered with local agencies in the past, but they began looking for new options after her department recognized student mental health needs kept increasing to the point where many were on wait lists for appointments. After hearing about Daybreak from a neighboring district, Fowler said the conversation began and her team quickly realized that Daybreak's methods would not just be compatible, but greatly improve accessibility.
They were the only company that we found that offered services in the way that they do, and to be able to work with a model that we already had set up. So it was just kind of seeking that out, but also finding somebody that was really there to meet a need that we were observing that we had.
The partnership formally began in January, with the school district beginning student referrals to Daybreak Health in February, prioritizing those who were on wait lists for other mental health agencies. Fowler said as of March, dozens of students are using the service, and many more are expected to follow. Here's Alvarado.
Some of the really important things that are important for the families to understand is that, number one, there will never be a cost to the families. Our equipment is that we make these services affordable at no cost to all families that need them. And two, that their child will be matched with and working with a clinician that really makes sense for them and understands them.
Fowler said that representation element has been critical already. She said having therapists of color be available to Chatham's students of color helps further tailor care and can also provide better communication from students and families.
The fact that we have this availability for conversations with our families in a language that they prefer is amazing as well. You know, those translation services are not always easy to find. So when you're already struggling to find therapists, to find somebody who fits those two categories, it's really impossible sometimes. So I'm very excited that we're able to offer that as well as we think about kind of meeting the needs of all of our kids.
The Chatham County Schools District will continue to scale up its messaging to families about Daybreak's teletherapy services as the school year continues. Alvarado said he looks forward to the partnership running through at least the end of this contract, which lasts until June 2025.
We're just honored to continue to be able to support Chatham and excited to hopefully continue to support more schools and school districts across North Carolina, as it's just such a pressing need. And I think it's never been more obvious that mental health is a prerequisite and kind of inextricably linked to student success.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
In crime news, the Orange County Sheriff's Office has announced more than 24 new charges against a Hillsborough resident who is already registered as a sex offender. Lucas Atwater faces 26 counts for possessing materials depicting minors engaged in sexual activity, along with a felony charge for violating his probation. He had his first court appearance yesterday. Now to Carrboro, where the Carrboro Film Festival recently announced some big changes, including a new festival director, Brian Reckless, plus a new venue and new dates. Mayor Barbara Frusci recently discussed all of those changes with 97.9 The Hill.
There's been several changes, and one of them is the artistic director. Their technical coordinator, I believe, for the film festival will be elevated to the new director for the Carrboro Film Festival. So that sounds exciting. Also, the venue. The new venue, will be the 203 Project, which is slated to open later this summer. We will have performing arts space there and are happy to host the Carrboro Film Festival. The date is changing from November 2024 to January 2025. The week before Thanksgiving, I think, also put the Carrboro Film Festival kind of clashing a little bit with some other festivals that were going on. And so they just decided to move the date. So we have a new director, we have a new venue, and we have new dates. So lots of exciting news on that end.
That's Carrboro Mayor Barbara Frusci. There you can get the full conversation plus a viewpoints column from former festival director Bradley Bethel on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:17, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. Carolina women's lacrosse took a loss yesterday, falling to third-ranked Northwestern 16-10 at Dorrance Field. Now 7-4 on the year, the Tar Heels are back in action Saturday, hosting fourth-ranked Boston College at noon. Speaking of schedules, we've also got the time for UNC basketball as they face Alabama in the Sweet 16. It's going to be Thursday night at 9:30, televised on CBS. And, of course, we'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting at 8 p.m. with Countdown to Tip-Off. Carolina's the one seed. Alabama's the four seed. Whoever wins on Thursday will face either Clemson or Arizona for a spot in the Final Four. Of course, the UNC women's basketball season is over after a loss to South Carolina in the NCAA tourney on Sunday. Now some big decisions loom for Carolina's future as graduating seniors Deja Kelly and Alyssa Usby could still come back for one more year if they choose. Kelly and Usby were part of Courtney Banghart's first recruiting class in Chapel Hill, and Kelly had this to say about their journey through the program.
I don't think there's, you know, a good amount of words that can describe, you know, what we've done for this program and, you know, how we've built it up to where it is now. I can just say I'm really grateful to have been a part of it in these past 4 years and, you know, whatever the future holds. But I think just for us, you know, and to Alyssa, Z, and Anya, for us to, you know, go through all of those ups and downs, all of the adversity together, and to still, you know, build the North Carolina brand and North Carolina program back up, I think was, you know, it took a lot of toughness. It took a lot of heart, and for us to stay the course like we did, and again continue to give our all to this program to make sure that, you know, now that it has our names on it, that we wanted to make sure it hold it to a high standard. I think we did just that.
And Stacia Kelly speaking there. Elsewhere in sports, UNC baseball is hosting NCA&T at 6 p.m. tonight in Bosch Emmer Stadium. They're looking to extend a 23-game home winning streak. Tar Heel men's golf is down in Palm City, Florida for day two of the Valspar Collegiate. And the Carolina Hurricanes are back on the ice tonight on the road in Pittsburgh to face the Penguins at 7. In gymnastics, congratulations to UNC's Lolly Dekanoidze and Isabel Schaefer. They both got chosen to compete at the NCAA Regional Championships next week in Florida. Both will compete in the uneven bars, and Dekanoidze will also compete in vault. And finally, big congratulations to Maggie Sheely, an East Chapel Hill High School alum, now a fencer at Brandeis University. Last week, she won the NCAA title in women's saber, only the second woman ever from a D3 school to win the national championship.